Food delivery giants are under pressure to announce a rescue for restaurants and cafes on the verge of going broke. While most industries are struggling, some have received a boost from panic buying, like supermarkets, butchers and home office suppliers. But the biggest winners are the online food delivery giants like Uber Eats, Deliveroo, Menulog and DoorDash. With so many Aussies wanting to stay at home, these multinationals are making a killing and still slugging restaurants 35% commission. Pressure is building on these companies to slash their commission or come up with some kind of rescue package to keep food businesses afloat. We've started a petition at change.org/foodgiants. It's gathered close to 3,000 signatures, and now Mark Burris, a very influential individual in the world of business, adds his name to that campaign. The executive chairman of Yellow Brick Road is on the line. Mark, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are you going, mate?
Good, mate. They've got to do something fast, don't they?
Oh, this is ridiculous. I mean, if you're running a cafe and your numbers are already down, if you're getting gouged for 30%, you can't afford to exist very much longer.
These guys only exist, the food delivery giants, because of the hard work of mums and dads, cafes and restaurants out there that provide all of the food. So surely they owe it to them. It's respect.
Well, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, what's the point of putting all your resource, in other words, all the places that provide your product, into liquidation or into administration by gouging them? Otherwise, you've got nobody to get food from to deliver to your customers too. So you'll end up going bad down the... You'll go bad as well.
You've been on a mission on this for some time, haven't you? Warning about the influence of these food delivery services. They're fantastic as far as the convenience is concerned, but the devastation that they can leave other businesses in, we need to count the cost.
Well, and I have been for a long time now, Ben, and on top of the economic cost, as far as I'm concerned, it's also the killing of the community. So we have lots of communities who gather around these places, these food places, these cafes, these restaurants and whatever. And all of a sudden people are just staying at home all the time. And I understand the current environment, you have to. But we are also killing off our communities in certain areas of Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, and every other place around Australia. So that doesn't work as far as I'm concerned. The logic doesn't apply.
I encourage people to go to change.org/foodgiants, and I know that you're going to be pushing this as well, Mark Burris. What would you say to anyone out there if these food delivery giants don't come on board and slash their commission or come up with some kind of rescue package? What should we be doing?
Well, if you're a consumer, you're one of the people who uses these cafes and restaurants to get food, ring them up and say, listen, I'm going to pop down, pick up my stuff. Instead of paying 30% across to Uber or whoever it happens to be, I'll come down. Can you give me a 5% discount? I'll come down and pick up my meal. And you can build a community. You have a nice little walk. You get it for 5% cheaper. All around, everybody wins.
Good on you, mate, for coming on board. I appreciate your support.
Thanks, Ben. See you, mate.
Mark Burris, the executive chairman of Yellow Brick Road. And as it stands, 2,946 people have added their name to that petition. Let's get it up above 3,000. It'll be there within a number of seconds. In fact, it's already just gone over 3,000. You can go to our website right now. You'll find a link to change.org or go straight to change.org/foodgiants. And the more pressure we put on Uber Eats, Deliveroo, Menulog and DoorDash, the more likely they will be to come up with some kind of rescue package by the end of the week or dramatically slash their commission.